Hey guys, so this is a thought, an idea, and a project, all those in together, I've been having for a while. When I first started the podcast, I've actually recorded some episodes while in the car on my way home from work, because I sit in traffic every single day for about 45 minutes to an hour in this amazing LA 405 traffic. It's notorious for being one of the worst roads in America because of its traffic. To be honest, I can't really remember why I didn't put these out. I think it was the sound quality, but here's my thing. I listen to the Gary Vee podcast every single day. If you don't know who Gary Vaynerchuk is, go check him out. Go check out his podcast, because clearly you like podcasts enough to listen to mine. So go check that man's podcast out. If you're really, really interested in business, entrepreneurship, social media, growing, like that's the growing as a person, but also like in a business sense, you need to check out his podcast and his content. And when you listen to his podcast, there's times where the quality is just garbage, but he still gets 200,000 people to listen to him, because it's not about the quality. To be honest, it's about the message. The message that's coming across and the message that's going out into the universe. I kind of want to use this time to just kind of streamline thoughts and maybe about games, or get a little bit more in depth with certain topics that I've talked about on the podcast before. I like doing like the 6 to 10 minute mark on the podcast when I go and do it in like at my computer in my little space there, where I can mess with the sound, and you get a video feed of it as well. I wish I could have video going while in the car here, but I don't think that's a really good option. I don't think that's safe. I got to pay attention to the road, and it's not that I'll be streaming it. It'll just be focusing like video on me. I just don't have the capabilities of recording and having my headphones in at the same time. I just did a test of all the different headphone types I have, and this is literally the best quality I have right now. Okay, beyond that though, I've been really noticing, at least with my content, and maybe this can be beneficial to you as well, if you're someone who makes content, whether it's YouTube videos, streaming, graphic design, graphic arts, like whatever content you make, I've been noticing a lot more that, not that I have to be inspired by something, a thought, idea, in order to really feel like I'm getting my truth across to people and with the message I'm trying to send when I make a video or a podcast or whatever it may be. And what I mean by that is there'll be moments where I've tried in the past week to make like a 1 minute Instagram video, but it literally took me like 10 minutes to get just 30, like even something remotely reasonably good, but it still just felt forced and not truthful to me in that moment. And I knew that it was not going to be a good piece of content to put out there because of that reason, because it felt forced, because it wasn't something that felt genuine. And I think that's something I've been really thinking about lately in regards to like my channel, my podcast, my Instagram, my Twitter. Whatever I put out on the internet, I want it to feel genuine, and I want the audience to feel like, yep, that's Dom. Like, that's totally him. That's totally what he's thinking and feeling. And I've noticed that the stuff that gets better views, the stuff that gets better metrics, how about that? Better metrics is stuff that really just comes from the heart, and it comes from a place of inspiration and not forced, and not just trying to put something out there just to put something out there. And I really wanted to do this podcast on an everyday basis, but there's just some days where I'm thinking of topics or thinking of things, and it's just, I have topics, but I don't really have the drive. I want to like make this podcast valuable, but I just haven't had this weird feeling of, oh, dude, that's it. Like, that's the, like, this click. And what's kind of sucks sometimes is I'll have that clicking moment at work, or I'll have that moment where I know exactly what I want to say and at the wrong time where I am like not able to record it. Like at work, I'm just, I can only really do text. Like I can only tweet. I can only like talk to people in Discord. At that moment, it's very difficult for me to record while at work. So it gets hard sometimes when I get inspired at work or I'm thinking about topics or ideas. And then when I'll go and try to do that topic and idea later and it's just not clicking. It's this weird thing. And I think it's cool because I feel like I'm growing in my self-awareness in that aspect based on those different experiences. Growing in that self-awareness of, okay, if I'm not feeling it, it's not going to come out. It just isn't. Like if I'm not feeling this piece of content or if I'm not feeling a podcast or if I'm feeling like I'm forcing it, it's not going to be good and it's not going to be something worthwhile to my audience. Because that's what I truly care about. Is when I make this here, in this car, in this vehicle, I know it's going to sound crappy. You're going to hear the road. You're going to hear trucks going by. But my whole purpose is to make sure that you, the listener, are getting some sort of value from it, whether it's entertaining, a value, I'm teaching you something, whatever it may be, or whatever you might find valuable. I want to be able to meet that need. I think that's something I've been really noticing in my life. And Gary Vee always talks about your selfish why. Everyone's motivation and mission he made this comment, is all altruistic. Everyone wants to do things to help the world and make it better and blah, blah, which are all great things. And it's genuinely how I feel. But everyone who makes anything or does anything, there's always going to be selfish and a selfish motivation there. Always. There just has to be. Otherwise, you wouldn't do it. And you may not agree with me on that, but like, you just think about basic human, like, thoughts and processes and why you go and do things and eat and drink and like, even just the basics. Like, you do it because you want to survive. You want to, oh my gosh, there's almost, see, this is what you get. There's almost people colliding on the freeway. Oh God. But it's, you do things because, yes, there is that altruism, but there's also that selfishness. And I know that selfishness can be like a negative word, but I guess in this way, you know, for me, my selfish why for doing all this stuff is I like the feeling of knowing things, but also I like the feeling of knowing things, but also feeling like people need me. I'm selfish in that regard. And I don't want people to feel like they not necessarily need me, but they can rely on me and then they can rely on the knowledge and skill set that I have. Because that makes me feel good. I do, you know what I'm saying? Everyone has their why and why they do things. And I think being self-aware and knowing what that is really going to help you as a creator. Because I definitely get a joy from helping people develop, teaching people, and which is very altruistic. But there's the flip of the coin, which is because it kind of strokes my ego a little bit. Let's be real. Like Gary Vee straight up told people on his podcast, it's because he likes attention. He just does. That's his selfish why. He likes attention in that regard. And you might, you know, write both of us off as, you know, oh, you're selfish or oh, you're just being this. And stop. We all have it. We all have things we want or do because we are selfish. So don't come at me judging me like, oh, you're so bad. And how can you be so selfish in that way? Just stop. We're all human. We all have our reasons why we do things. And a lot of times it can be very self-centered. But for me, I'm really realizing it's that. I like teaching people because in a way, like I have the knowledge, I have this skill set and it's because I have this thing. I hope I'm able to explain that. And I really want you to question yourself and what your special or your special, what your selfish why is for whatever project or thing you're doing. We all have it. To deny it would be a lie, just straight up. When you really think about it and you take a really good look in the mirror, We all have selfish reasons for the things that we do. Even the most altruistic thing in the world. Even the most altruistic person in the world will have selfishness somewhere in their life, in their character. It's just, it's part of life, and it's something we all have to come to realize. But that's a whole different topic, selfishness, and maybe finding that balance of selfishness versus giving. And I know Gary Vee in his podcast, he's always talking about he wants to give as much as he can. The majority of what he does is give, give, give. And he talks about this 51 versus 49. 51% of him at minimum is giving. 49% is something for him. Think like when people give things, it's to get something in return sometimes. When you give money to a charity or a charitable donation or like donation, it's a good thing. Like people need help. And that's helping somebody and you feel good because of it. That's the selfish part. I'll give money to help other people, but it also makes me feel good inside. And I think that's a really good metaphor of what I'm trying to describe and my selfish why, you know, and that's what I've been really learning a lot from his podcast. And that's why I'm not vouching for it as if I have clout. I'm really just encouraging you to go listen to it as well. Because he has some valuable lessons for you as a business person, as a content creator. But I want to give. That's why I do this podcast. Like that's why I do the stream in the sense of I'm giving back in a way of either entertainment to like kill time in your life, or you're just going through something and you just want to like veg out on something, or just, you know, hang out and have a good time with a community of friends and people. Like that's my goal, is to build that environment. I think for me, though, man, my goal is that, and I kind of lost my train of thought there. Wow, that's really embarrassing. It's embarrassing because it's like a podcast, and you're supposed to be like, I'm trying to have the stream of consciousness slash like provide value in that sense. I legit forgot what I was going to say, and this is for you to get to know me a little bit. I forget a lot of things. Ask my wife. Straight up, I'll forget like this from the smallest thing to some of the biggest things. I'm always like encouraging her to send me calendar requests in our calendars because I will forget everything throughout the week. I'm like, just send it to me. Because what I do is I'll put an alert. 2 hours before that event happens, there's an alert going off. And I know what I need to get done. Like, I gotta go pick her up because we have a doctor's appointment or whatever it may be. Cause I legit will forget things. And something that just popped in my head about forgetting, that's why I really enjoyed Mixer when I went over. Cause the Faster Than Light protocol, it was literally less than 1 second. There's a 1 second delay between what I say and what the viewer is seeing. So what the viewer is typing, I can respond almost in real time as if we're having a normal conversation. Sitting face to face. What was great about that is, like I just said, you can have a normal conversation. When I was on another platform, I'm not going to say the name, I feel like anytime you bring up two different platforms, it starts becoming this platform war, this like streaming platform war, which is not what anyone's trying to promote here on this podcast. I'm not trying to promote that. But there'd be like an 8 to 10 second delay, and someone would comment on that, a comment that I made 8 to 10 seconds ago, and I would legit forget what they're talking about. And because like you're saying, because I might be on a completely different train of thought or different commentary about something that happened in the game, but you're making a comment 8 to 10 seconds ago, and that's not your fault. That's just because there's a delay. What was so awesome about coming to Mixer is there's this Faster Than Light protocol where I can almost have a conversation with you. So my goldfish brain wasn't forgetting something after 5 seconds. Anywho, I love how we got on that tangent when I was talking about why we people do things and why I do things and like my kind of mission and goal for the channel. Because it all started with me talking about self-awareness and how I've been learning that about myself, and just being inspired really helps me make great content. One of the best podcasts I have, I think it's episode 12, is called Brutal Honesty. I literally just just not spewed, but like stream of consciousness, what I was feeling in that moment as I recorded that podcast. And I actually had the highest engagement on all the platforms, engagement as in comments, people liking and commenting to me. It also had the highest amount of just viewership. Granted, it's only like in the teens, but when my podcast has only been in the 7-8 average listening range, that was up in the 14, like after the first day, doubled. Which aren't huge numbers, I get that, but it's the little things in life that really matter. Rule number 34, I believe, in Zombieland. Enjoy the little things. Enjoy the little victories. And I feel like with the channel, we've been getting a lot of little victories. Like, something that just happened last week is I got accepted to the Positive Pineapples stream team. Which was, for me, it was a big deal. Because I felt like, how do I put it? In a way, it kind of felt validating in the sense of what I'm doing and the content I'm putting out there is being seen by people that I care about their thoughts and their opinions. Because I've been building friendships with a lot of people on the team for the past few months. And then getting to see them at GuardianCon was a cherry on top. And I've never done that in my life. I've never just gone out there and just started meeting people, started like saying hi to them. And maybe it was because it was an internet environment where I'm not physically at their face. They're not seeing me. They're not judging me on the spot. You know, they would judge me once they saw me at GuardianCon, but I already had a relationship with them. I already had a friendship building. I've never had that in my life, really. Like all my friends, I don't have a lot of them. But the ones I do have, they're really, really deep in friendships because I like building friendships slowly but surely. I got it before I can really get to the center of Dom and who I am and feel comfortable with being like loud and crazy and just kind of like the way I joke with people. I have to open up to you. I have to like, you got to peel off some layers and I have to feel comfortable enough to be around you in that sense. And I felt like once I got to GuardianCon, I could kind of be that way. With a lot of the friends I was building on Mixer. And that's why I've really, really grown to love the Mixer platform, because it's really focused on community and focused on being friendly. And I think a lot of people who've gone to Mixer did not have that experience on other platforms. So they're trying to create within their own communities this sense of helping each other, this sense of community, this sense of just, there's just a so much better positive vibe. And that could also be a construct of the fact that Mixer is just smaller than the other major streaming platform that's out there. Maybe early days of Twitch felt that way. To be honest, it might have actually been the almost exact same in the sense of that sense of community, that sense of closeness. Like, you just feel that right now on Mixer. But that's not sustainable on a huge scale. When you look at Twitch and how it is, you're going to have those little niches and those different types of communities. And the Destiny community was definitely one of them during D1 days. Like I was saying with just building friendships and all that, like, it's been amazing on Mixer because a lot of the people on that stream team I was just building friendships with. Like, I genuinely just wanted to be friends and just have more people to play video games with, because that's something I really struggle in doing. I haven't had a lot of PC friends to play games with. I have like one or two, if that, consistent being able to play with. And now I have a bunch who will be down to play like anytime they're able to be on and stream as well. And it's been awesome just getting to meet them in person as well, because they're exactly the same in real life too. Like, it was, or in when they're on their stream and in real life, they're the same people. It was great. I hope I came across that way, because I wasn't trying to be anything different. And I know at GuardianCon I was shy. I know it. I felt it. I felt super insecure. I was in my head a lot. I was analyzing. I was judging my own self. I know that was a mistake of mine. But I do feel like there were other moments where I was very outgoing, like the Mixer meetup night, where I got to meet a lot of cool people and great partners, Mixer partners, and just pick their brain and get to meet them. Steve from Streamlabs, and Tim, who's another Mixer partner, they're both Mixer partners, And I got to meet them and just pick their brain and just talk about the industry and like just get to know them. And that was a really cool experience. And I would have never, like, Dom a couple of years ago would have never done that. I just wouldn't. But I've been learning a lot and I've been really trying to grow in my outgoingness. And I feel like getting invited to the stream team was just a validation of that growth of me personally. Not so much my, also the stream, you know, and that validation, but mostly for me as Dominic, like if for me, who I am, and like people see that, okay, like he's, I built friendships. Like that's how it is for me. Like I feel like I've made genuine friends because, oh my God, these two people are about to collide. What, people are insane. I'm so sorry. I got distracted. People are legit again about to hit each other. Like, just be patient. You will get home. If, like, I don't understand when people run red lights and, like, they'll run the red light and literally 2 seconds later the light turns green. Or, like, they're not, they're impatient, you know? Oh, because getting home 10 seconds earlier is going to mean something to you in the grand scheme of things. Like, come on. You're going to put people's lives in danger for 10 seconds? That's selfishness right there. That's what pisses me off. Sorry. That's a rant. That's how I get. I get mad about that stuff. When you put other people's life or my and my family's life in danger because of your selfishness in a vehicle. Like, that gets me boiling. And that's why I'm a little, little heated there. Anyway, like I said, getting invited to Positive Pineapples felt like a validation of me in the sense of I'm growing as a person and being it and being more outgoing because that's not who I am. I don't genuinely just go out places and want to talk and outreach and just, you know, be the social butterfly. That's just not who I am. That's definitely my wife. She's really, really good at that. She's really good at wooing people, winning people, like winning others over. She's really, really good at that and building like friendship with people so easily. And I feel like I struggle so much with that. And I really look up to her in a lot of ways in that area. But like I said, I'm super excited about this Positive Pineapple stream team. I'm also very, very happy and excited about the people I've met also in my other stream team, the Magic Club. I've actually met a couple people there and gotten to really know more and just build friendships. Like, that's what I've loved so much about Mixer and where I'm at as a content creator is because I've just built so many friendships. And it just feels good to have people to play with, to have people to stream with, to have people that are supporting you and your goals and your dreams. At the same time, I can support their goals and their dreams because a lot of them are the same. They're the same, but they're different. Like, we all have different reasons why we create content. There's that selfish why again. We all have different reasons why we want to pursue different things in life. But it feels good knowing that I have a community of people that want to support me and I have people that I want to support in that same community. And I think those are some of the big reasons why I felt so, like, honored and humbled by the invitation to be part of the Positive Pineapples. Like, I take it very, very seriously. I take it very, very seriously being part of the Magic Club as well. Because it's ran by, like, a very, 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 very respectable person. K-Magic 101, Kevin. Like, he is such an inspiration to me. And the things that he does and the skill set that he has, and it's something I don't have. And because I know for him, he does a lot of the, I believe from what I've heard from Bromance podcast and all, he does a lot of the numbers and the business end of Guardian Con, the business end of their, the Real Drop company, the business end of their King Coast company, the coffee company they own. Like, he owns all these, like, he does all these huge projects at the same time. I think he does consulting on the side at the same time, has a successful stream on Mixer. Like, and I'm like, and he was, and I know he wanted to create a stream team for, like, the community he was building there on Mixer. And I feel very humble to be part of that as well. Because I look up a ton to him. Like, I love watching him. He's very, very chill, I would say, in his approach to, like, the stream. Like, for me, it's just an interesting dynamic between him, King Athalian, and Broman. And I think they just complement each other so well in that company. But I look up to him a lot in that sense of like the business end of doing things, his entrepreneurship, and even just his story of how he met the guys and how they all became friends. Like, it's such a cool story to think about. And I feel very honored to be part of that club as well, because it's, again, full of a bunch of people in this team where we all like are very supportive of each other. And I haven't been able to meet a lot of them, like even in their streams or even in like at Guardian Con. But the people I have met, they've just been so genuine and nice, and just the community aspect of Mixer is just so, so reinforced by these different teams. And I'm super excited, for the future of not only my channel, but their channel, like everyone's channel, because everyone's seeing growth. Like, it's so exciting. Like, I think it's because of where Mixer is at that a lot of people are seeing growth. I think it's also a testament to the power of working together and other people, like as a team, working together to make sure everyone else is getting promoted. Everyone else is hosting each other. Everyone is, you know, focused on, you know, helping each other out and meeting the different needs within the team. Like, I grew up playing a lot of team sports, and I wish I could have gone further in that. But what I, which kind of, you know, like, that's the sad part of like my baseball career. But just like baseball, like, you can't rely on like one person, even the team leader who has a ton of, maybe have thousands of more followers than everyone else, is way more established, but you can't just rely on that one person in any team, even in the streaming game. You can't rely on your, like, you can't, like, people can make it literally on their own, but you have to be super special, and a lot of things have to line up very, very perfectly for you. Like, that's my genuine belief. You will, if you work together with other people, you network, you just build friendships, like, that's probably one of the best ways to grow in life, grow on a platform. Like, when you think about, that's how you grow in life as a family. Like, you work together as a family. You're a unit. You can't rely on the dad or the mom, or just like these singular people. You have to work together. You know, as your kids get older, they can help you in that process of creating, like, family growth. But, like, I think I've just been, like I said, going back to self-awareness, I've been just learning a lot about myself and learning a lot of it's okay to rely on other people. It's okay to, you know, work with other people in this streaming space. Cause I didn't really have that attitude on Twitch. I was just so singular and so focused on myself and so focused on what I was doing, and also just not as motivated. Like, I've had Gary V's, making a left turn. I thought I saw something. I've had Gary V's content like relentlessly in my ear, and it's just so motivating. And it's so, oh God, what was that guy? This guy had a huge pipe and the fire hydrant, and his truck had the water, and he started running towards the fire hydrant to fix the valve, and there's water spewing out of the top of the truck right when I came by. It was just really funny. I'm sorry, I got distracted there. It's been so motivating to have Gary V's, like, inspiration, his stories, his views on just, creating content and just being a good human being. Like, I don't think I would be where I'm at today if it weren't for the stream teams I'm a part of and building those friendships. I wouldn't be where I'm at today if it weren't for Gary V and his podcast and inspiration. It would not be here today, doing the things I'm doing, learning the things I've been learning, learning about myself, if it wasn't for Professor Broman's podcast as well. If you are a content creator or someone who's interested in small business, you need to listen to Professor Broman's podcast. Look up Ask Broman, and you will be amazed by how much knowledge this, and how much value this particular podcast can bring you. Like, just absolutely would be amazed. So I really hope you found this long-winded discussion, sometimes off topic, sometimes distracted, long form piece of content. I might do this more in the future just to kind of like keep me somewhat entertained too. Like, that was fun. Like, I felt like the trip here sitting in traffic went by so much quicker just because I was able to talk and feel like I'm doing something, rather than just sit there monotonously, like, bumper to bumper traffic where I've legit almost fallen asleep before on the freeway. Thank you so much for listening. If this provided you any value, please like, share, rate, comment, subscribe, whatever platform you listen to this on. Thank you so much, and I hope you have a great one. Peace.